Tim Roy joins us now on 95.7 The Game, the voice of the Golden State Warriors. He'll be on the call tomorrow from Dallas, Tuesday from Denver, and the Warriors are about to fly out to head to Big D here coming up shortly, and he joins us now on 95.7 The Game. Tim, thanks a lot for the time, as always.
Always good to be with you guys. Just hanging out here on the tarmac, getting ready to fly to Dallas and do what the Warriors can do down there against the great Luka Doncic.
Tim, what
stinks?
Yeah, boy, that guy. He's
he's pretty good. Kid's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what? The thing about him is, Tim, he's got everything. He's a young player, but he's also a veteran too because he played professionally overseas.
Well, yeah, that's the advantage he has in his rookie year over some of the other guys. He's played against men for a year, and you know, so nothing fazes him. And the amazing thing I find about him is that when the game gets tight, he gets better. And you'll see him like last night. You know, they don't find him in transition. Minnesota loses him for a second. What does he do? Steps right up, says, "I got this." Bang! Knocks down a three. They win the game. He just has this ability to slow it down when things are hot, and you know, I think he's a real special guy.
You know what else sticks out to me about him, Tim, is he plays at his own pace. He's not, the game is the old phrase, it's not too fast for him.
No, not at all.
You know, great players. Curry never seems like he's rushing, and Doncic's kind of the same way. He's just completely under control all the time.
There's no question about that. He is under control, and he just has a little court sense and an ability to again to be calm when everybody else is frantic, and so I think that it's the scary thing to me is that when he came to the Mavs this year, he wasn't in tremendous, you know, shape. And so he can get a little bit better physically, and that's I think a scary thing for everybody. And then once he gets and knows the league and knows all the personnel, then he's got to be better in that department too. So this kid, you know, I rarely get too effusive over rookies because, you know, you never know. But, man, he can play.
Tim, what do you make of this week for the Warriors, this past week, as it leads to what's ahead? You know, time off at home, practice days, a couple of opponents that are really struggling, an opportunity to maybe get on track, and another chance potentially for this team to start to get on a little bit of a run. I thought the Sacramento game and winning that game a week ago could be a little bit of a springboard. Now you've got DeMarcus Cousins coming back in a handful of games. Do you think this might actually be the time, or is just the mere fact that there's going to be so much attention on Cousins and working him in, maybe that actually, while it's a great thing big picture, maybe that hamstrings a little bit some of the short-term getting on a run?
Yeah, I think this week was perfect for them. It was exactly what they needed. They found a couple of teams that were having tough years and got out and played real solid on the offensive end. Ball was moving, you know, and just, you know, to get themselves, feel good about themselves. You know, now, you know, Draymond is getting healthier, which is a good thing for their defense. They're going to get Cousins here in a few days, and that's going to give them something else to focus on. So I think this is a perfect week. It's exactly what they needed, you know, right here as you're hitting the midpoint of the season.
Tim, what do you think has gotten Klay Thompson going, or do you think it was just a matter of time?
Just a matter of time. I mean, you can't have his body of work and not, you know, unless it's something physical or, you know, something that we'd never seen before, you knew he was going to bounce back at some point and get this thing, you know, corrected and not even corrected, but just get back to who he was. And there was nothing to really to correct other than having the ball go through the basket. And he's just so good at getting that kind of rhythm. I've got somebody, one of our players is listening to me in the car. He's so good at being able to create his own shots and to come off that screen to catch the ball and score that, you know, I just really it It was only a matter of time.
Who's the player?
Wardell.
Oh. Yeah, he doesn't want to come on with me right now. Give him the phone. Ask
well,
him.
Well, hey,
I got to ask him why he's a sister
down. Neither does Barry Zito, by the way.
Crushing Barry Zito.
No, Zito's fine. It's just I didn't like the way he needed his routine perfect, and that's why he couldn't come out of the bullpen.
Hey, every great player has a routine. Every great player has a routine and things that make them, you know, get them in their comfort zone. That's why when a player doesn't get to go through his routine, sometimes that can affect certain players.
Making me feel bad now.
You know, I think lost in, and I know Dallas is tomorrow, so I'm going to even do this a little bit. The Dallas game is tomorrow, and Cousins coming back Friday, and the game that I feel like is getting lost in the next week and in the next 3 weeks is the game in Denver on Tuesday. I mean, the Nuggets are leading the Western Conference. They're having a terrific year.
This Matt Simon, I don't appreciate it, man. Everybody wants to talk about what I'm not doing. Come on.
Hey,
I'll be positive.
I got to tell you. I got to tell you. This year has been a conundrum for me because your assists are down, but yet you're having a hell of a year, and I'm trying to explain it to the fans out there what's exactly happening.
You trash a two-time MVP.
I never trash a two-time MVP. Hey, put him back on. I got a bone to pick with him.
Hey, we got to fly to Dallas, man. All right. No, actually, you know, like I said, the routine's very important, so you got to get players into their comfort zone.
Stephen Curry making a cameo here.
Yeah, you know what? See, Curry's killing us right now because he's not only not coming on to talk, but he's distracting our guest. So we're getting nothing.
Anytime Steph wants to come on and distract, he's more than welcome to.
Exactly.
More than welcome to. All right, Tim, we'll let you get out in the air and head to Dallas.
Hey, you take it easy on my fellow Bo Sox friend there, Mr. Curry.
Oh, that's right. He's a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
He is.
You know we love Curry. He's a man.
Champions all across the board.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Steph.
Yeah. See ya.